Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, the one and only Jeff Duncan.
Good morning and welcome into the Thursday, July 26th Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. We're going to kick it off with a little bit of college news today. University of Idaho once again denied membership into the Mountain West Conference, according to Commissioner Craig Thompson. This is really no big surprise. The most logical choice, in my opinion, would be the Vandals to join the Big Sky Conference. I know most UI people don't think the Vandals want to do that because they perceive that as a step down, but I don't think they realize how competitive the Big Sky Conference is. No guarantee UI is going to win the football or basketball portion of the Big Sky Conference. University of Idaho just is not that competitive in either sport. Switching gears to baseball, Sean Cooper went 3-for-5 with 4 RBI, including the go-ahead triple in the ninth inning, as the Yakima Bears beat the Boise Hawks 10-8 last night. Boise hosts Yakima again tonight, 7:15 the first pitch. From the Idaho Press Tribune, Brady Harris went 4-for-5 with 3 RBI, and Dalton Blackwell struck out 10 as the Treasure Valley Stars beat the Nampa Chiefs 17-2 on Wednesday night in the American Legion Area B West Division Tournament. The Stars move on to Friday's title game. Desmond Balderas hit a 3-run double with 2 outs to cap a 5-run 8th inning for Middleton as the M's erased a 4-0 deficit to survive in a loser-out game at the American Legion Area B West Division Tournament, beating the Caldwell Silver Streaks 5-4. You can read both of those articles in the Idaho Press Tribune. A whitewater safety class is set for 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. August 18th at Kelly's Whitewater Park in Cascade. The annual Safety Day is presented by the Idaho Whitewater Association. A barbecue and a raffle for safety and rescue equipment will be from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. From the Magic Valley Times News, Kirby Bright is planning another season as the head football coach for Kimberly High School. He will be adding athletic director to his title this year. He replaces Brian Wilford, who left for, wait for it, he left for Wyoming. What a shock. Kirby Bright said this may be his last year as a Kimberly head football coach. The Idaho Falls Chuckers took care of Great Falls last night in Helena 10-2. The Chuckers return home tomorrow night for a 4-game set against Grand Junction. First pitch in Idaho Falls is 7:15. On this day in sports, July 26, 1948, Babe Ruth made his final public appearance attending the New York City premiere of The Babe Ruth Story. And on this day in sports, 1962, Warren Spahn set a National League record for most home runs by a pitcher when he hit his 31st career home run off New York's Craig Anderson. Sports birthdays today: Hoyt Wilhelm, born this day 1923, Bob Lilly, born this day 1939, and Joe Smith, NBA ball player, born this day 1975. That's going to wrap up the podcast for Thursday. Don't forget, you can still vote in our poll question of the day at idahosports.com. The question is, will Coeur d'Alene three-peat this year at the 5A level as state champions? So far, we are split right down the middle, 50-50. Some people say yes, some people say no. Go ahead and vote on that poll question. That will be up until Friday, so you got one more day. Actually, you have two more days to vote on the poll question. The Idaho Sports Report is posted by 11 a.m. every morning. Have a great Thursday, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on idahosports.com.